To all my diehard listeners, hit that like button and make sure you comment. I don't care what it is, ABC 123, either way it works. To all my new watchers, be sure to subscribe and hit the bell. I promise not to disappoint, and I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So if you want to keep up with my content, be sure to subscribe to my Patreon for exclusive content or join my free community on locals.com. Links below. Let's get into the video.
I should have known I was toxic when I tried to get all the girls in this computer science class to dress provocatively for the final because it was curved out of the highest grade. So if you got a 50% on this exam and the highest score that anyone received on this exam was an 80%, instead of failing with that 50%, you now have passed. So it ended up being a 50-50 split between the girls who did it and ended up not doing it. But the girls who did it were dedicated, like mini skirts, spaghetti straps. Like, for guys who...
Here's the thing, women are always going to use sexuality to get what they want, even if they actually are intelligent, which most of them are. But whether they're talented or intelligent, they're still going to use the sexuality. They're still going to use their superpower. When their brain fails, use ass and tits.
The guys that were in this class usually didn't talk to girls, so it was a big deal. Our professor said that our class scored the lowest out of all his classes, like on average. So I ended up with a low A on that final when I should have gotten a C.
Making the world a better place.
I need y'all to understand that just because you've been conditioned to believe that private property rights, when I say private property, I mean property that is used for commercial purposes, like factories and the machinery and commercial farming. Private property rights, we've been conditioned to believe, are like the of the utmost importance, regardless of the material impacts of those private property rights. So then when somebody starts to question those private property rights, they can be dismissed as the bad guy immediately. Doesn't matter what they're saying. Doesn't matter that they're saying, hey, private property rights really harm citizens, really harm a massive portion of our population. Y'all will say, no, because I've been taught that private property rights are inherently good, and anything that rails against them is inherently bad. And y'all need to realize that you've been indoctrinated with that and knock it the f*** off.
No, go get some money.
Hi, I'm Ash, and this is my gender tea party where we try on different pronouns and honorifics to see how they feel. Today, I'm introducing my friend who uses itself pronouns. My friend is so cool to come to my party. It's exciting to get to know it better. It's drinking a raspberry tea, which I've heard is its favorite.
Hey, if y'all want to hang out in your own communities and come up with your own language and change the rules of society, cool, but just do it amongst yourselves. When you start trying to get other people in trouble who don't want to play part of this game, that's when I have a problem with it.
Did this new face mask. Where did I get it from? The dollar store. It made my baby hairs fall out, and now I'm scared it made my eyebrows fall out. I've taken it off everywhere except my eyebrows because I'm... Please. Oh my god, it's like...
Just draw some on like the rest of the bitches do. It's really not that big of a deal. You should be used to being fake and having a fake face on, so I don't see what the travesty is.
It all started when one dumb bitch met a even dumber bitch and they became best friends. The end.
Oh, shoot.
At least they know.
Here we go again with another person saying, oh, if you're not happy here in America, why don't you just leave? Once again, I didn't realize moving to a different country was free. You will...
Exactly. And it's no coincidence that people who talk like you, think like you, act like you, and look like you are broke. People like this are really self-absorbed and they're just seeking attention. The gothic look, the fucking earring in your nose, nobody cares. Like, people like this will tell you they don't care what anyone else thinks, but they do. They want to feel special. So they try to feel special by being super, super different. But nobody cares. Stop complaining on the internet about America and go get some money. People got too much free time on their hands. Go do something productive. It ain't even about the money, but go do something that's helping the world or something.
Willing to find me a house or apartment and pay for housing? You willing to help me pay to renounce my U.S. citizenship to get me the f*** out of here?
No.
Are you willing to help pay to help me move my shit over there? Oh, you're...
If you spent less time on TikTok... Never mind.
Not... Then shut your damn mouth. Because again, if I had the money to hop aboard a plane and move to Germany yesterday, I would've.
But do people really expect to post videos on the internet and no one say anything negative? Like, they get so triggered if they see one negative comment. Come to territory, bitch. Too old to be doing TikToks. Now she done broke a hip.
Men are liars. You know how? Because there are 3 men in my phone right now that say they're in love with me, and yet I still had to pay for my own haircut and my nails. Make it make sense.
Leave your comments below.
I just want to give a little laugh here to this little sheep boy. Sweet name, by the way.
You coming with the shaming tactics because he hitting you with what? The truth? They'll never be able to accept it. But here's the thing. She do accept it, but she's not going to admit to the camera that she accepted. And she's going to clap back at the guy who told her the truth that she already knows. She accepts this truth when she at home drinking wine, crying herself to sleep. But she got to put on the front for the camera. I get it.
But a 30-year-old man doesn't want a 30-year-old woman because it's just biology. Honey, did you even f***ing take biology? It's clear you didn't. Or you know shit about life. Good luck to you, though, sir. Good
luck. That was your intellectual comeback?